Want to thank Brooks Rehabilitation, their Institute of Higher Learning, for sponsoring the show. Residency and fellowship opportunities is what they offer. Check them out at brooksihl.org. Also, hosting their fourth annual scholarly symposium that's going on June 22nd in Jacksonville, Florida. Information about the symposium can be found at brooksihl.org. Keynote presentation this year by the editor of PTJ, Alan Jetty. I'll be on hand doing some talks and some live podcasting. Looking for CEUs and to expand your knowledge base? Look no further than brooksihl.org. Was lucky enough to be invited to the North Carolina Physical Therapy Association, their like annual conference. The students put this programming on themselves. Last year was at Duke, got a chance to be there, and this year at Elon University. So we'll actually break this one up into a two-parter since it was a little bit longer. Listen to a couple interviews. Listen to our first two interviews in part one, and we'll follow it up with two interviews in part two. Just a lot of excitement seeing a lot of students do this and putting on their own conferences with their own programming, doing it all themselves. So excited to see the next generation of physical therapists taking it upon themselves to decide what they're learning and how they're learning it, and super excited to see that they're actually choosing to learn it together. So a bunch of North Carolina PT programs were represented. A lot of good fun, and take a listen. Got some great advice for some people in our profession. First round is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it. Find them online at owensrecoveryscience.com. Let's rock and roll. Here we go.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pinecast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live at Elon University in Elon, North Carolina. Their motto here, Newman Lumen. It rhymes. It means divine light. Their colors are maroon and gold, and their mascot is the Phoenix Forever Reborn. Want to thank the North Carolina Physical Therapy Association, as well as their student special interest group for putting on the second state conclave. Jen Beatty for being the grand poobah of this shindig. Thanks, Jen. Yeah. So we're going to do a live show, and we've got to get our guests. So let's bring our guests out right now. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest lives and works in Charlotte, North Carolina, got his DPT from Winston-Salem University, is currently working with oncology patients and endurance athletes. Ladies and gents, Dr. Clint Serafino! Well played on the intro music. Clint, welcome back to the stage, man.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Liked your energy for the audience not in the room. You did the kind of the keynote thing here.
I did, yes.
High energy, bringing it.
That's right. Yeah, I was asked to be the keynote speaker for this wonderful event and had an awesome time delivering it earlier today.
All right. So for the people not in the room, what were the big points? Like what were you passionate enough about when given a stage in front of a bunch of PT students and PT and physical therapist assistant students, were the PTA students? And just so you guys know, for in the room and not in the room, the PT doesn't stand for physical therapist. That's the profession and you're in it. So I'm not ignoring you. There you go. Okay. I thought you let me down there for a second. I'm not ignoring you, and you were almost ignoring me. Good. Roundabout long question. So when you were asked, hey, come talk to the future of the profession, what'd you land on and why?
The big thing was the professional development. How do we take students from their third year of school after their affiliations, they pass the licensing exam, how do we get them or how do they get into the clinicals or into the jobs they want to get into and close the gap between the clinical knowledge and or the academic knowledge and the clinical practice? So it boiled down to just a couple of brief things. My goal, number one, was to inspire them to take the control and to take the onus and the proactive approach to actually seek out some mentors to go through and find some niches that are interesting to them and gather some data and then drill down on those points as their challenge and as their career begins to take shape. The other big thing is I'm a big fan of like lifelong learning. And so there's going to be these ups and downs and that's cool. The goal is to gather data and then continue to refine that process as you move.
So I was in the back of the room and that's what I usually do before I interview someone is I try not to interact with them. I want this to be as the first time we've really talked as it can be. And the two things that struck me, one is you brought up like the perils of easily being distracted for that thing that pops up when we're doing the thing with the swiping and the, oh, what's this? Talk about that just real briefly.
So I think social media can be a really useful tool for the physical therapy profession, as it is for many, many businesses across the United States and the world, really. The difficulty that I have with social media is it seems like when I mentor students or other fellows or other PTs, it seems like we always pivot. We find that new thing on Instagram or Twitter or whatever, and we get the voodoo bands, we get the rock blades, whatever else, and then we bring that in the next day to clinic, and that's the only thing we use for like a season. And I think it's really difficult to curate and refine your skills if every, you know, swipe, you're adding something new. Right. You're adding something new. I think it can be a tunnel that you just lose yourself in.
So what I liked about that was you're not saying don't look into these things. Like, there's nothing wrong with the blades or the bands or the kettlebells or anything like that. Take a breath. Like,
yeah.
Relax on that or look into it. But don't jump because it's got 400 likes.
That's right.
Because you can buy those. You can. It's a trick.
Do you?
I don't.
Beautiful.
In fact, if someone could help me get me more likes, I would love that. It's at PT Pinecast. See how I just slipped that in there? At PT Pinecast on Twitter, Instagram,
beautiful.
And Facebook, whatever. But I liked how you said, like, by all means, like, look into these things. Be a lifelong learner. Be curious. But if you keep, you're gonna get dizzy if you keep pivoting, like you mentioned.
Yeah. I think you want to give your patients, you want to be the best clinician that you can be. Yeah. You want to give your patients a valuable product. And there are lots of valuable pieces to the social media game. Really great information out there. And we are lucky to have that kind of a resource in this generation. I think that if you continue to add and pivot and add and shift and add and change, you're going to make yourself dizzy, as you say. And that's not a solid product.
You're going to do a lot of stuff real poorly.
Yeah. You'll be an even worse generalist probably than you were coming out of school.
I do like the reason, though. Like, I like the reason I see a lot of people doing that is because you want to help. Like, right? Like, at the core of it, I think, anyway, is, like, the reason people are like, I want to try this. It's a new thing. Number one, it's intrigue, and who doesn't want to look like, oh, I got this shiny new thing, right? I just bought this suit. Check it out. I think the underlying reasoning is they want, I get it, you want to get better. But you're saying stop, think, resist, ask, and question.
I had a mentor one time tell me, stop adding more stuff to what you're doing and refine what you have. And I think that the social media and the evidence that gets delivered to your door as the JOSPT or the JAMA or whatever else, all this stuff keeps coming in. And if we let it inundate each and every level of our practice, it becomes overwhelming. There's no possible way we could keep up with it. But if we take in, absorb, synthesize, and then apply what's relevant to our practice, that's the piece. It's got to be a synthesis. It's got to be a homegrown kind of organic approach where you're able to borrow from different pieces instead of just being a carbon copy of every stinking swipe thing you found on Instagram.
Which I will back students up, and I was right there, right? I'm a second career student, so I was actually older than every CI I had. But I was like, you know more than me, so I'm a student. But so it's very hard not to do that, right? In that situation, and the reason I said I was a second career student is I was a little older. In fact, I was older than my CI, but it was still in my first impulse to, I want to impress this person. I want them to give me a good CPI, which is also like the worst hour of your life.
Does it only take an hour?
Or whatever. I don't know.
Dear God.
I don't know. I blacked out there for about 20 minutes. But my reason for bringing that up is keep that in mind while you're doing it. Like, why are you doing it? Is it to impress the person in front of you? Which is natural, by the way, and normal. And maybe you've got to do it because maybe that's that person's livelihood and that's their business. But file it away because you're going to be on your license treating your patients. Would you do it that way? If someone's telling you to do it that way in their clinic, you do it that way. But later on, do it your way.
I often say I like my license too much to lose it. You know, like, I try to make the decisions that I can defend if they are called into question in court or litigation or whatever. So I don't want to do something foolish with a certain intervention or, you know, whatever, just because somebody says I like my license too much to lose it.
Yeah.
I need like a button or a bumper sticker.
Something
that says
flashing,
that.
Blinking, yeah. Maybe.
That's right.
All right. So the second thing I really wanted to get into, because we're going to, by the way, build the stage. We're going to bring up three more guests. And at the end, we're going to flip it back to you guys and let you guys ask questions. So oncology and in like athletes, I love the fact that you're treating both of those. Talk about where you see those as similarities and differences.
So what's pretty dope about our new clinic setup is, dope, right? You're going to edit that out, right?
Totally.
So what's really cool about our, I work with a startup clinic in Charlotte called Fight Back Performance and Recovery. So my boss and one of the founders is an endurance athlete specialist. She's a running specialist. She's also one of the smartest physios I've ever met. She's wildly smart. She's great at her job. She has a huge following. So she started her own clinic. So we're serving the outpatient orthopedic population. We're serving the sports performance. We have a PT on staff that's an SCS. So he takes care of a lot of that sports performance and sports certification specialty stuff, which is pretty cool. I'm like the resident chronic pain spine guy, but then the oncology piece is super clutch because what do the oncologists do? Their job is to control the cancer, to get rid of it or to, you know, cut it out or to treat it with chemo radiation. But then after the cancer is done or gone, they kind of wipe their hands of the patient and then it's like, cool, now you can go back to life. And that patient oftentimes is totally fatigued, reduced quality of life, increased depression because of what cancer and the chemotherapy and the radiation has taken from them.
And maybe they're in a point too where they're all those things and if they haven't been told that they can, should, need to.
Yes.
Be more active.
Yes.
They're probably just grateful to be alive, grateful to be cancer free. We need to be right there as soon as they walk up there and move them forward.
That's right. So that's our job with Fight Back is to close that gap for, it's like the theme of the day, I suppose, for me, but to bridge the gap between like them beating cancer and then assimilating back into whatever their prior level of function was. So one of the pilot programs we're working on right now is with a urogenital oncologist with a prostate cancer group. So those guys, they're on prolonged, basically they've been prolonged androgen deprivation therapy, meaning that they don't have any testosterone anymore. It's like chemical medical castration. These guys exhibit proximal chain muscle weakness. And that if you have a fall or an injury and you fracture your hip or whatever, then you end up in a SNF and then really the mortality rate skyrockets. So our job is to take these guys who've had this massive change over sometimes 20, 25 years, get them to a point where they're at least maximally safe.
I love to hear that program. If someone wanted to, before I forget, for the audience in the room and at home, if someone would reach out, find more about you, Clinic, what's the easy way to find you or reach out?
So the best way, I'm on Instagram and Twitter as Dr. Serafino, Dr. Serafino, Serafino. Email-wise, it could be clint@fightbackpr.com or it could be drclintphysio@gmail.com.
Cool. Are you ready to play a game?
I absolutely
love
am.
The PT Pinecast.
Right,
yes. Yes.
Support the show by telling a friend or by leaving a review on iTunes or Google Play.
All right. It's time for super simple trivia time. All right, Clint, are you ready?
I am, absolutely.
First question. Clint Serafino, what famous actor played Dirty Harry and said, go ahead, make my day?
Clint Eastwood.
Hey! You won an award for the Albert Schweitzer Fellowship. This famous Albert said, energy equals mass multiplied by the speed of light squared. Which famous Albert was that?
Who is Einstein?
And your final question. This famous children's book character is a spider who befriends a pig named Wilbur and saves him from being made into bacon.
That would be Charlotte.
Charlotte from Charlotte's Web. All right, so last thing we do with each guest is called your parting shot. Are you ready for your parting shot?
Sure.
It's like your mic drop moment. The last thing you want the audience to hear before they either delete my podcast forever or they just leave the room.
I think it's super critical to achieve the things that you want to achieve. And I think that requires you understanding what your purpose and what your why is. If you don't have a goal to shoot for, if that's not a clear vision that you have, spend some time cultivating that vision. And I think that will shape where you go in the future, much like your story, right? Once the rock jock stuff petered out, we had to refocus the efforts into the PT world. That may be a lot of us in this room, a lot of us in the Pintcast, where we're driving towards this one thing. That may fizzle out, but does our vision still permit us to have happiness in a different focus?
And I'll say our profession is so wide, you could pivot and change and find something new and still be a physical therapist.
Absolutely.
Or a physical therapist assistant and do it. Let's hear it for Clint Serafino.
Thank you.
Now's a good time to grab a fresh one. The PT Pinecast will be right back.
Show's brought to you by Aureus Medical Staffing, the single source for PTs wanting to do what you want to do, which is be a physical therapist where you want to do it. They've got positions anywhere in the U.S. All 50 states. Yeah, we get asked this a lot. Alaska, Hawaii, Colorado. You want to do some mountains? You like rivers, lakes, ocean? They got you covered. AURUSmedical.com. It's very simple to explain what they do. It's why I love working with them. They find PTs jobs, doing what they want to do, where they want to do it. You put yourself through school, lots of blood, sweat, and tears. Now you decide where you work. Aureus has you covered. AURUSmedical.com. So no obligation, just check them out and see what they have to offer. They've been doing this for a couple of decades. AURUSmedical.com.
Yes, support the show by telling a friend or by leaving a review on iTunes or Google Play.
I still hear your voice.
Sports physical therapy resident at Columbus, Ohio, the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, but his favorite team is the Duke Blue Devils. Let's hear it for Justin Lascal. Justin.
Yes, thank you.
It's a lot of people dancing with you and a lot of dirty looks from the rest of the room.
You know, it happens.
I'm a New York.
Can be perfect.
I'm a New Yorker, so I don't 100% get it, but I'm guessing this is like a Yankees Red Sox thing. It's like a that's a Duke song, I guess we play the Cascade.
Yes, that is. Have you ever been to a game?
I haven't been to a game. Kyle Covington, if you're listening, I would love some tickets. He's not in the room, but we could turn this up real loud so you can hear us down the hallway. So if anybody out there, I will trade whatever I've got in the show for some tickets in the future. But so that's the song. What is that, their intro song? Or
that is right before the national anthem.
Before the national anthem.
Every game.
And you have a particular outfit that you wear when you're at games. Please describe that for the podcast audience.
So the shirt will always rotate. It's always a Duke-based shirt or a jersey, but... But I will always have my Duke blue wig on and shades.
You're that guy.
Yes, that is me. I am that guy.
Well, how do you get tickets? Do I have to? Does everybody have like camping gear?
Yes.
All right, I'll do it. I'm dead serious. I would do that.
36 hours in a parking lot.
Whatever, I'll do it.
Over a weekend, it's a lot of fun actually.
There's never alcohol, right?
Never.
Never.
Never ever.
I'm imagining that. So again, audience is students, the generation. Treat them well and let them lead the way. You want to talk about going outside of your comfort zone to grow personally, professionally, kind of along the theme of what Clint was just talking about. What does that mean to you when I say that?
So for me, I'm not from North Carolina originally. I'm from sunny Southern California.
Oof.
I decided and saw in myself as I was finishing up undergrad, I'm like, man, I feel like I'm stuck in a rut and I'm not really getting anything out of the experiences and the work life that I had. And going into PT school, I said, hey, you know what? I really want to be challenged a little bit more. So I decided to completely leave and move across the U.S., challenge myself. Luckily, Duke was maybe smart enough, I don't know, to accept me and came to North Carolina. And I think it was the absolute best thing I could have ever done for myself.
I love hearing the themes, right? Like they didn't coordinate this. They picked their topics ahead of time, a couple of bullets, but separately. And I love how these things, and you'll start to see this the longer in your career and the more interviews that I do, there are themes that come back up, and this is one of them. Making an impact as a PT in a bunch of different ways. Talk about that, because I know these students want to leave here with some things they can put into play. Like, I know you guys are impatient and you have a lot of work, but you want to do it, right? And I love the energy with students.
So even as I was getting ready to graduate from PT school now and matriculate into the clinical world as a 40-hour-a-week clinician, I looked at myself and I said, hey, is this how I feel I can make the best impact, knowing what my interests are, what my skills and what I can bring to the table? And as some of the previous panel was talking about with the people that are more geared for research or different things, I kind of fought with that. And I said, well, no. I just went to PT school to become a clinician. That's how you help people as a PT, is you treat patients and that's all you do. Well, I was actually listening to PT Pintcast in Columbus, Ohio.
Right, made it
when
to Ohio.
You came. I was sitting in the audience that day and you were talking to Susan Appling, who's on the board of directors for the APTA. And that exact issue came up where she said very eloquently in her accent, you can make an impact as a PT in a variety of ways, whether you're a clinician, a researcher, a professor, an advocate, whatever the case may be. And that just blew my mind and it gave me validation, because I want to try to translate into a PhD program after I'm finished with residency and all these different things. And so that gave me the validation that I needed to be comfortable with making that impact. And it goes back to what Clint was saying with your know your why. Why are you doing this? Why are you in PT school? Why do you want to work with patients? Well, that can evolve over time. And it will. It 100% will. Just this past Wednesday at Ohio State, as part of our residency, they do a leadership seminar. And one of the former directors of the manual therapy fellowship came and said not 2 years prior, he was struggling with figuring out what his why was. I'm like, wait, what?
You just assume people in positions exactly. like that like have all their stuff together and they just know.
But that's not the case. And so if you're sitting in this seat and you're saying, I have an idea, I think I like this, but I don't know, but I don't know what my why is, great. That is awesome. You will figure it out. That is completely okay. And use whatever your next experience is, whether it's clinical or your first job, or you want to travel abroad and go on some type of self-discovery and just experiences, that's awesome. Do it. If you think that's what's going to help you find your why, absolutely go for it.
Yeah. You ready to play a game?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Justin, are you ready for this or that?
Let's do it.
Okay, so here's your question. This or that. Would you rather give up your pet or give up your computer?
Computer, hands down.
Ladies and gentlemen in the audience, computer. 74% of users online said give up your pet.
They're wrong.
I was dumbfounded by that answer. Somebody gamed that system. Second question. Would you rather lead a boring life from here on out or be reborn with all of your memories as a baby of the opposite gender? Yeah. You thought the hard questions were earlier.
What was it? Boring? Be boring?
Leave a boring life from here on out?
Leave a boring life.
You agree? No. That's incorrect. 78% of users says they would be reborn as a someone of the opposite gender. 0-2. Let's see if we can redeem ourselves. And last question. Would you rather eat 25 toenails or snort 1 tablespoon of cinnamon?
Cinnamon would make for a better YouTube video.
Cinnamon is making. That is correct. 71%. Let's hear it for Justin.
This is The Parting Shot.
The Parting Shot is brought to you by Rock Tape. They're more than just a tape company, they're a movement company. Rock Tape helps athletes of every level go stronger, longer, with the best kinesiology tape, cutting-edge education, and fitness support products. Rock Tape wants people to move more and move better. Find them online at rocktape.com/medical.
All right, all the guests, Parting Shot, last words. What are you going to leave with everybody?
I would say never stop seeking out challenges, never stop trying to grow. Always go for it. Whatever you want to try to get out of, wherever you are, whatever your experience is, just go for it.
Let's hear it for Justin, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the PT Pinecast.
Our home on the internet.
PTPinecast.com.
Created by BuildPT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.